Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
We don't need to utter but three words. Tell this nation what we are talking about. They are big words. We don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter. We don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, South Carolina, hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it's Saturday night, and y'all know what's happening. It's 2024, and the brother's coming back with more. He's going to open up the door. He's going to give y'all, you're going to give y'all more than the floor. It's the man himself. We're so happy to have him back, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. So happy to have him back on 2024 with more information, more inspiration, and more motivation. So let's give him a nice hand and welcome him into the studio.
Yes, sir, brother. Very glad to see that Creator is opening up the door for you, me, and our community. Yes, indeed. One of the movements that is really important for us to not ignore but to really deal with is the vibration of dealing with positive music coming back into our community. And that's something that's really important because the negative music that has been playing has really been having a huge impact on brainwashing our kids and even some of our adults to want to hate each other and kill each other and all that kind of crazy stuff, you know. And it's really a trip because when you can really have positive music being played, it does affect your mind. And just like when you're playing negative music, it affects your mind too. But the thing about it, if you have a choice between the two, would you rather have negative music there that's going to convince you you should hate your people and want to kill them? Or would you rather have positive music that's going to convince your people that they should really want to look out for one another, be in unity with one another, and see what we can do to be a blessing to one another? And be honest with you, between those two choices, I would definitely rather deal with the positive music where we could really bring about unification and helping each other and being a blessing to one another. Because the other one, you know, it just doesn't make any sense, you know. And the thing about it is I understand to a certain extent why these black rappers will do this is because they're getting paid good money to actually come forth and step up to the plate and say crazy stuff like, and I never forgot, you know, listening to one of the rappers. I wish I had gotten his name because I would have definitely gotten in touch with him. But anyway, I just heard this, you know, him doing the rapping, and that was crazy because I was in Pelham at that time, you know, and I was sitting on a bench in Pelham at a park. They had a U-shaped park where, you know, there was like several different benches that were connected, but it was in the shape of a U. And I was in the middle of, you know, a bench there sitting down. But anyway, make a long story short, you know, there was about several white guys that came by there. And when they came by, they saw me sitting there. And they was like, oh, shoot, man, we were going to have our meeting here. And I was just waiting for them to say, okay, come on, you know, if you could leave now, we would have our meeting now. But they didn't even say that. They said, ah, man, forget that, nigga. Let's just go. You know, and I was like, wow. I was surprised that they didn't even ask me, you know, would I like to leave or anything. But anyway, they walked away. So I just said, okay, you know, I don't want to use this, you know, location. No problem with me. Anyway, a few minutes later, they came back. And one of them had a recording, you know, gadget in his arm. And there was only four of them at that time because there was about several of them, you know, when they first came. But then there was just four that came back. And when they did, all four of them were standing in front of me, and one of them with the recorder pressed a button on there, and I couldn't even believe what this black rapper was saying. He said, if you really want to, you know, do niggers a favor, the best favor you could give them is to kill them, and that's the best thing. You know, you're not doing no wrong if you kill a nigger. You're doing them a favor if you kill them. And I was like, what? You know, I couldn't even believe that was coming out of a brother's mouth. And then on top of that, these guys, these white guys were laughing while this was being played. And I wanted to punch the guy in the face that had the recorder, but I said, nah, let me get out of here. They probably got a gun or a knife or something. If I shoot me, if I do something like that. So I just walked away. And then they took the spot back and they all sat down there. But it was really a trip because what blew my mind wasn't so much that they took the spot because I was ready to leave. All they had to do was just say, you know, show some respect and just say, hey, you know, we want, you know, wanted to use this space. I said, okay, go ahead. But they didn't even want to do that. They wanted to come back and be disrespectful and say how, you know, niggas should be killing each other. You know, and if you do kill one, you're doing them a favor. But that's kind of crazy music that's being played on the negative, you know, rap music that we don't need to be hearing. Because when our kids listen to that stuff, some of them be giggling and laughing about it, and they think that it's funny and that, you know what, he just said was true. We should, you know. And when that kind of stuff, because they hear it over and over again, and they're, you know, actually being convinced that this is something that's not a bad idea to do. But we don't need to have that kind of crazy negative nigga hate music being played in our community to try to convince our kids that, yeah, pulling that trigger and killing, you know, a black person is a good thing. That is not a good thing, and that's not something that they should hear. But, you know, if you got the money to pay them to actually say crazy negative rap music like that, then some of them will do it. Not all of them, thank God. They're all positive rappers that, even though they've been told that if they do negative rap music, you know, they'll get paid a lot of money, but still in all, many of them have turned that down and walked away and didn't deal with it. But the other side of the story is, unfortunately, there are those that are desperate for money and don't mind being able to get, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 or even more for doing something like that. And if they could get that kind of money, they definitely ain't going to turn it down. But see, the other side of the story is the impact that you're having on your community is such a negative type of impact that it could really cause some serious problems in our community. So these are things that we can't afford to ignore. Because I've spoken with a few people about it. They said, listen, man, you know, I don't listen to that stuff, and I'm – you know, make sure my kids ain't listening. But if other kids want to listen to it, let them listen to it. They got the right to do whatever they want to do. You know, and that's crazy because if we're going to just let our kids listen to negative music that's going to cause them to want to kill our people, then that's not a smart thing to let them do. We need to come through with some positive music. Because back in the day, if we had positive music that even made you feel proud and good at being black, was even something that James Brown had. He said, hey, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud, you know. And it made you even feel good to feel that you know that you're black. And, hey, guess what? I'm proud of it, too, you know. But when you got all of these negative things that are being wound into the minds of our people for them to feel negativity about, you know, dealing with all these negative situations, then many times these are the things that, you know, just dwell in their minds about, you know, how they're not feeling proud of being black. They're feeling ashamed of being black because they're being told all these negative things, you know. And that's the thing. We do not need to accept that negativity. We can change it into positivity. Say it loud, you're black and you're proud, and many other positive rap songs that can come about. But the bottom line is if we don't want them to come about, or if we don't even think it's important, then that's the big part of the problem. It is important because when you can bring positive energy into your community, it brings positive results. But if you're going to bring negative or allow negative energy to be flooded into your community, then that's going to have negative results that you're going to see too. The shooting, the killing, the hating, all of that. We don't need that kind of stuff. So that's where we come in as a people, making sure that we can get rid of that and also making sure that we can make positive rap music be something that our people are motivated to deal with and to listen to instead of that negative, crazy stuff, you know? So we don't need that at all in our community. We don't. But anyway, these are things that are very important for us to know, because with positive rap coming back, that's something that's really going to be, you know, a great and wonderful thing to see and to hear, because that's something that our people, you know, should have, you know, at this time. And, you know, that's another thing. We need a, you know, even a positive rap building where we could actually have positive music being played, not only as videos and, you know, songs that you're hearing, but also live music as well. So when you're having positive rappers, when you're having positive spiritual music and jazz and other types of music that are positive that are being played, that's a good thing. But like I said, when you're, you know, all you're hearing on the radio is, and hearing with people walking past you, you know, talking about, you know, niggas killing each other and all that kind of crazy stuff, we don't need to have that. But unfortunately, there are those that love to hear it and want to hear it, and that's the crazy thing about it. You know, we can change that, but we got to bring the positive rap back. And once we start doing that, that's going to be a great and wonderful thing for our community and for our youth and for our adults to see and to hear. And once we start to really bring that into the proper perspective of flowing into our community and having different places that will actually perform positive rap and positive music in our community, that'll be a good thing. But anyway, once again, these are things that we need to have in our community. And once we start to allow it to start to flow, that's when that negative and terrible results that we've been seeing for years will start to no longer flow in our community. We can definitely erase it. We can definitely get rid of it. But in order for these positive things to come about, that's where we have to start a positive music movement that can really bring positivity through the music industry into our community and getting rid of all that negativity. So these are things that, like I said, we cannot afford to ignore, but we have to really open up that door so that we can actually have positive music flowing once again in our community. And once we see that on a regular basis, you know, we're going to start to see some great and wonderful results coming back to us. So anyway, I definitely wanted to touch base with y'all on this, because this is something, like I said, once again, that we cannot ignore. We have to see what we can do to open up that door for positive rap to come into our community. And once we do, we'll start to see a great and wonderful opportunity for our people to see a new community that is not stuck in all of this negativity of murdering and hating and all of that crazy stuff, but having a desire to help each other, uplift each other, wanting to show love and respect to one another. All of these things can really be done, but positivity needs to start to flow. And once we start to let it flow, that's when our community will start to grow in a positive direction. Yes, indeed. So anyway, these are things that, you know, I wanted to share with you, because once we start to see that positivity, that's when we're going to start to know that these are things that will really be a great blessing for us to show one another. So, Brother Ron, do you see anyone on that might have a response to this right now?
Not right now, but I have a positive that I will, you know, young guy did a rap, very positive, no profanity, you know, very clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I bring it up. Let me see where we're at. There you go.
Has this one been out for a while, or is this something brand new?
Well, you know, the rap, I'm not in, you know, I'm not into rap like that. I catch him on the internet. You know what I'm saying? When I'm when I'm surfing the internet looking for something, or I go to the Black Wealth site that I'm a member of, and when I go there, they present, you know, different new young people doing, you know, business. They're in the music industry. You know, they're in different industries and whatnot. And yeah, Black Wealth. That's I suggest everybody go to Black Wealth if you want to know what's happening in the Black community. You want to know where people are making money. You know what I'm saying? You go to Black Wealth, and everything is there. I mean, like like you're saying, positive vibes, positive information. You know what I'm saying? It's all right there. It's a great site. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a real, real good site if you want to know what happened. And also, there's business opportunities, business information, if you want to get involved in something as well. You know what I'm saying? It's also there, things that one can get involved in on a business level, which is great. You know, if people are looking to get into something and they don't know where to find it, they could definitely get involved with the Black Wealth site, and they can find many things there as well. So a lot of stuff. I go there, and there's a lot of stuff on here that's it's really, 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 really great stuff. Really, really popular music. And well, not so much, it's not really, you know, most of it is business. But like I said, every once in a while, you know, you see some talent pop up and you're like, wow, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the rap world, when somebody can go for a long time without, like you say, no profanity, no cursing and all that stuff, and it's just, you know, pure talent. That's great. I mean, like, you know, if enough of them come out with positive music, I think they could flood the airways with positive stuff. I think that would just take, like, you know, that would influence the industry itself, because right now the industry is basically negative, 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 negative. You know, that's what's selling. That's what making people get tremendous amount of money. That's what's making them famous. You know, so what they think, what they're looking for, you know, the opportunities that they're looking for, they're finding it in this this negative environment that we live in now. And so, if you don't find something different, if you don't find something more positive, you would just keep going. If there's no examples, you know, I think of no positive stuff, it just basically continue with the bad stuff. But we know that the industry itself have pondered on this bad vibe. You know what I'm saying? They sold that to the children. You know, they give them all sorts of kind of monies. You know, and the kids are not looking at the long run. They're looking at the immediate, you know, the immediate gratification. Oh, wow, you know, I got $1 million and I can buy this and I can buy that. Thinking about, you know, they're not conscious of what that means. You know what I'm saying? in terms of their future, in terms of their life, and how that, you know, how that affects them as well, you know. So I'm going to play this, and as a young positive brother, let's see if we can get it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can get it on there.
Come on, let the dance, come on, do the cha-cha. Shorty Spanish, shorty like to call me Papa. True fact, everything I do, they call it flaca. All they do is copy me, I call them walker. She keep worried about my hoes, I had to block her. Had to kick off the list, I'm playing soccer. Why you acting Jamaican, you not even the roster. If you really in Jamaica, make the pasta. I'm just a nigga, everybody can survive with. Stay out the witches, I don't like to be a nonsense. You talking about me, now you worry about the wrong shit. If I put you in a song, it'll be a long list. I'm thinking long term, talking about the fools list. But if we talking right now, you make the poor list. Facts. It's time to switch the flow. You don't like to dance? Come on, do the cha-cha. Shorty Spanish, shorty like to call me Papa. True facts, everything I do, they call it flaca. All they do is copy me, I call them waka. She keep worried about my hoes, I had to block her.
Well, that's basically it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was putting it out there. He wasn't talking about shooting and killing and nothing crazy like that or hating each other. And that's a good thing. So, and that's the thing. And that's the other side of it, too, you know, to start to talk about how we do need to come together and how we should, you know, respect and care for one another. Those are some things that need to be a part of the positive lab, too. So that way it could be, you know, a healing and uplifting, you know, sort of rap that will, you know, cause, like I said, those positive results to come back through instead of them thinking about, yeah, if I kill a nigga, I'm doing him a favor, man. I ain't doing nothing wrong if I kill a nigga. You know, who needs to hear that kind of crazy rap music? You know, but that's the thing. It's out there and we need to stop it. But if we don't, you know, do anything about it, the situation is just going to get worse. But we can't ignore it and just say it's just going to disappear on its own, because that's the thing. You know, and I'll never forget, a sister even told me, she saw on, I believe that was on Facebook, she saw a video with, you know, these guys talking on there, and there was this guy from the Ku Klux Klan, and he was saying, wow, man, we don't even need to go into the black community no more, killing people with this crazy nigga hate music they up there listening to. They getting brainwashed, and their kids are killing each other left and right, so we don't even need to go in their community killing like we used to. I was like, wow, this is really crazy, man. You guys are even saying how they know if you could use the negative hate music, how it can actually brainwash your people to want to hate and kill each other. So they don't even need to go into the community with guns, or even just to kidnap a person and then bring them out into the woods and lynch them up on a tree or something crazy. And that's crazy, though, man, because back in the day, that was something that we were doing. But now, because they got the music, they feel they don't even need to do it like they used to. So anyway, these are things that we need to eliminate. And once we start to doing that, that will really be great. But anyway, one of the other things that I wanted to share tonight, and which is really important, and that was something that you even checked out with that 50, brother. And that is, you know, a positive investment program that, you know, can really be used by our people to improve their financial situation. And I know some of the people say, what, an investment program, man, that sounds like a scam to me. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, number one, we're dealing with a brother who's the president of the program that really has an idea of really wanting to help his people. And that's a good thing, because when you got, you know, individuals that, you know, are really there not to just take your money and run, but to really take that money and increase it for you so that you could double it or triple it. And then that happening and being the case, it could open up the door for you to improve your financial situation, which is a good thing. And that was one of the good things about this particular brother, you know, Minister Vincent. He, you know, wanted to find a way to deal with that, because he said when he first got into that investment program, they wanted, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 that you had to put up in order to get into it. And he was saying, wow. He said, I know a lot of my people can't even afford to put up no $2,000 or $3,000, you know, into an investment because they're busy spending money on survival money, and now they're going to take, you know, their survival money and spend it all, and then they ain't going to have enough to take care of their family or themselves and different things, you know, that they need to do with that money. But he said if we can reduce it down to like $25 or $50 on an investment, he said that would be great. Because if I could take $25 and increase it to $50, if I could take $50 and increase it to $100, if I could take $100 and increase it to $200, or if I could take $500 and increase it to $1,000, then he said that would be great. And as you keep building that money up, you're going from the little money to the thousands of money, and that would be great. And then from there, you could use that to get an apartment. You could use that to get a house, or you can even take that money and invest it again into something like real estate or stock. And, you know, you could start making even hundreds of thousands. But the bottom line is that you just need to know what are the proper steps to take in order to get there. But one thing with this investment program, because even myself, me and a brother, named Brother Charles, we started off with just a few hundred dollars, and now we're into the thousands of dollars that we're dealing with this particular program. And that's one of the reasons why I'm saying I know it's not a rip-off deal, because I've already seen us, you know, get profit off of the money. And now that we, you know, because we could have just took the money and said, let me just spend this money. But we want to actually spend the money by, you know, reinvesting it into the program, and after we reinvested it into the program, then it would double or triple the money that we put into it. So that was a good thing, and I was really glad to see that this was something that could be a huge impact on helping me and my brother, and also helping our people, because the thing about it is, like I said before, even if you don't have thousands of dollars that you could just put into an investment program, so what? You don't even need to start off with that. You can start off with $25, you can start off with $50, and you can just keep reinvesting it until you're into the thousands of dollars. And then from there, you can use that $1,000 stream, like I said before, for a nice apartment or to even get a house. But the bottom line is, if you're making, you know, $1,500 a month off of that stream of income coming off of the investment program, or if you're making $3,000 or $5,000 a month coming off of that investment stream, then that's something that's a good thing. And you could use that $5,000 or $3,000 or $1,500 to actually invest it into different things that you want to do, whether it's your living situation for an apartment or a house, or whether it's to use it to invest in certain things that could actually make you even more thousands of dollars. But anyway, these are things that are good for our people to know about. And the problem is that we don't really know about a lot of these positive programs, because unfortunately, some of us have, you know, invested money into different things that we thought were going to make money for us. And instead of making money, we got burnt. And because we got burnt, we said, oh, no, man, I ain't invested no money into nothing. But all them programs are nothing but a program to just steal my money. And that's the problem, you know, that, you know, with white folks, you know, a lot of times, even millionaires, they got several different investment programs that they're investing in. And some of them are bringing in hundreds of thousands. Some of them are just bringing in 20 or 50,000. Some of them are just bringing in, you know, even a smaller amount, like 3,000. But the bottom line is that, you know, when you have different streams of income and you start to add all of that stuff up, it can go into the hundreds of thousands or into millions of dollars. But when you're such a scaredy cat that you don't even want to take a chance, then, you know, that leaves the opportunity for you to even utilize these great opportunities where you could have $5,000 a month coming into your pocket, or like I say, even just $1,500 a month coming into your pocket. But that could be for an apartment. And now you're adding that on to, you know, the job that you already have or other, you know, sources of income coming in. So if you had an additional 5,000, if you had an additional $500 or $1,500 that, you know, you just doubled or tripled, that could be a good thing, because that would open the door for you, again, to take advantage of a good financial situation. And the good thing about it is when you have a brother that's in the position where he owns the program and he really is focused on helping his people, then that's a good thing. And, yes, there are folks out there that will rip you off. And I ain't going to say that that never happens and that can't happen. But the good thing about it is when you do find programs that really do work, that's what we need to awaken our people to so that they can take advantage of it. But anyway, these are that we need to know that there are great investment programs out there where we can start to make our money grow. But you can't do that if you're going to be a scaredy cat. You're just going to sit on the sideline and complain about what happened to you in the past. But if you do have a program like the one I'm talking about, and if I didn't go through it and invest in it myself, I would even say, yeah, well, I'm hoping this is something that, you know, might be helpful for our people. But I don't even have to go through that conversation. I already went through it. I already brought other people into it. And all I can say to you is that these are situations that have definitely showed proof that we can definitely utilize these type of programs and make money off of these programs. But the bottom line, once again, we need to know that these are things we can do in order to make some serious dough. But, you know, the good thing about it is once you've gone through it and you've tested it and now you've seen that it's for real, then that's a good thing. You ain't got to worry about, oh, shoot, man, he never got no money out of it and that person never got no money out of it. This thing might be a scam. But once you've already had people go through it and they've already seen that it's for real, then that shows you that it's a good deal. So anyway, this is something that would really be good. And even if you got to start off at $25 or $50, or if you got $100 or, you know, which, you know, because right now I'm dealing with $550, and out of that, you know, I'm going to end up with getting $1,300. You know, and that's a good thing. That's even more than doubling, because doubling would just be 1,100. But when you're looking at 1,300, that's even more, and that's a good thing. So all I can say is that these are things that, you know, we can definitely benefit from. But when you are not open to it because of things that happened in the past, that's not a good thing. But when you already know this is a program that's been tested and it's a program that is real, then this is a good opportunity for you to get involved with so you could utilize it for your individual situation. And, yeah, if you want to deal with it as a group and you want to bring in a number of people, you could do that, but that's not the situation here. You can just come into it as an individual. So you don't even have to worry about, oh, shoot, so I got to bring 10 people or 8 or 5 people in. You know, you don't even have to worry about that. If you want to bring family and friends into it so they can make money too, yeah, that's good. You can do that. But if you just want to come in as an individual and put your money into it, you can do that too. And you don't even have to worry about how many people you got to bring in and all that kind of crazy stuff. So that's not even something that, you know, is a must situation that you have to deal with. You know, that's up to you if you want to, you know, share this with other people that are friends or friends or family members and things of that sort. So anyway, this is something that is really great, you know, for us to see, because unfortunately there's not a lot of real programs out there for you and me. But when we do happily find them in our, you know, ability, then that's good, because that can really help our community. So anyway, when you get a chance, you know, for any of you that would like to learn more about this program, you could call me at this number, 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And like I said before, this is something that can really open up the door for our people to really take advantage of these positive and wonderful opportunities that our community definitely needs to, you know, tap into so that we can, you know, help one another. And that's the thing, you know, it's not just about a person making money off of you. It's also about a person knowing that he's going to make money, but you're going to make money too. And it's a, what they call a win-win situation. You're winning money and they're winning money at the same time. And that's a good thing, you know. It's not just about one person filling their wallet or their purse up with cash and making sure that you ain't getting a dime or penny. But when you find someone that is sincere about doing that, that's a good thing. And that's one thing that I do have to say about Minister Vincent, is that we've had long conversations on this, and also showing the proof that he definitely was going to give you the profit and your money back, also the money that you invested. That was a good thing. And I was really glad to see that, because, you know, we need to have a lot more of these programs. But right now, being that we don't, just to take advantage of the ones that are for real, that's a good thing. So all I can say at this time is definitely call me back at that number, 914-979-6372. And then you calling me back at that number, what I will do is turn you on to the program where, like I said, even if you don't have $1,000 or $5,000 or $3,000 or something like that, you can put in as little as, you know, $25, $50, $100, or even if you wanted to put up $500, you could do something like that too. But if you don't have that kind of money, that's no problem, because even if you just have a small amount, you could start to double and, you know, reinvest and reinvest until you get into the thousands of dollars, and that's a good thing. So these are things that can be very helpful for our folks, once again. So at the bottom line is, you just have to keep a positive state of mind, assuming that with a positive program that has already proved itself to be real, that's the one we should get involved with, so we can make some money and know for a fact that this is something that can really help us out. And it will help you out beyond a shadow of a doubt. It can definitely help you out. Anyway, Brother Ron, did you see anybody that might have any comments on this program that we got on the table?
571-264. Your mic is open.
Okay. 571-264. You might take your phone off of mute and see if you can come on board. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there you go. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good.
Who am I speaking to? Yeah.
This is Benjamin, the host of the show, the radio show. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so were you listening to what we were talking about with the investment program?
Yes, I was listening.
Oh, okay. So what did you think about that?
Is this the same Vince who has a thing called West Coast something or other?
Correct. It is on the West Coast, and it is a program that you know, has been around for a good while. The brother that's doing it, he's been involved with this type of investment program for 40 years, or actually said 42 years. So, and I got involved with it just recently in the last couple of months, and I've made money off of it, and I brought in a few other people as well, and they made money. So my whole thing is that this is a real program. It's just a matter of, you know, whether you would like to find an investment stream of money that could improve your financial situation. Have you, since you found out that it was on the West Coast, have you tried to get involved with it yet?
Yes, I did look up the company.
Mm-hmm. And what happened after you looked it up?
I think I will call you off the radio, and you can go on the you can Google the name, and Google the company as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, And then you'll
find some more information.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. And like I said, you don't have to put up $1,000 or $500. You can even start as low as $25 and just build your way up.
It doesn't matter. Please Google information. Google the minister's name and his wife's name, and also the West Coast company. The address that they give you is not even a valid address anymore. They have been shut down.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So according to Google, there was a Ponzi scheme with a lot of black churches involved.
Mm. Well, that was another thing, too, because what happened was with that situation, there was a law firm in the building that he actually was dealing with. And when that law firm came in, this was with, you know, Wells Fargo building company, and they had, that was on the fourth floor. There was, you know, a bunch of different businesses on that floor. But what happened was the law firm, you know, wanted to make a agreement with the, you know, with the Wells Fargo people so that they could get the whole floor. And they did. They decided to allow the law firm to come in, and they shut down that all the different businesses on that fourth floor. So his business was shut down as well, but not in regards to his business, because his business is still working and it's alive and active. But the other side of it is that the business, you know, for that particular floor, he had to leave there, as well as the other, you know, companies on the fourth floor as well. So, yes, it was shut down in that location, but as far as his business being shut down, no, that wasn't the situation. So that was some clarity on it, because you know, I had another person call me on that as well and said, wow, I looked up something that said his company was shut down. And I said, really? You know, so I spoke with him about it, and he shared with me how he said, listen, even these people, if they want to see them, my business wasn't shut down. I just had to move to another location, being at the law firm came in there, and they took over the fourth floor, and all of the other businesses had to leave. But, you know, the law firm put up all this money to Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo said, okay, well, you know, we'll kick them out and you can bring that in, and I'll be making a lot more money. That's what Wells Fargo was saying. But anyway, he was saying that if you want, you could even call Wells Fargo at that particular building, and you could ask them, you know, was his business and other businesses, you know, told that they had to leave. They were shut down out of that building. You know, so it wasn't any legal situation where he was stealing money from people or doing something crazy like that. But what it was that he had to leave that building along with the other people that were on the fourth floor as well. And now you have the law firm that took over that whole floor with Wells Fargo. And he said, if you wanted to show proof on that, you could call them, and that way you could find out whether Wells Fargo really had some legal problem with them and with him and just wanted to, you know, kick him out, or whether it was something where there were a whole bunch of people on the fourth floor that had their businesses there. They had to leave because, the law firm offered Wells Fargo to pay them a lot more money if they would allow, you know, their law firm to come in there. And Wells Fargo said, oh, gee, yeah, so you going to pay us that much money? Yeah, good. I'll get rid of them, you know. So that was what that was about. But anyway, yeah, they did get their business shut down out of that location, but it's not their business being shut down. They're still up and running. And like I said, just a little while ago, we just had our money, you know, doubling, actually over a double situation. And now we're getting ready to increase it again because we're reinvesting money into it. So anyway, this is something that can happen, and we could definitely have you get the brother's number and I could get that for you. And also, we could talk, like you say, after the radio show, and we could go over a few things in regards to it. But like I said, if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, this is something that I had already checked into and with other people as well, and no one got ripped off, so we all are feeling, you know, confident that this is a good program. And the other side of it is, you definitely don't want people to call Wells Fargo, you know, the owners of that building, and then they're going to tell you, oh, yes, we kicked him out because he did such and such and such and such, and he shot several people, and he did that, you know, kind of crazy stuff. He would never tell you to call Wells Fargo if that was the case, where he did a lot of crazy things. But the good thing about it was, you know, the law firm just took over that floor because they were paying a lot more money. And he had to leave as well as the other companies as well. So when you have a situation like that, they don't mind telling you that your company's been shut down in that building, but they should have even gone and added more information just in that building, but they just said shut down, period, and it gave the wrong information out because now people aren't sure whether they're talking about his business no longer exists or whether that was just in that building. But if they don't explain that to you, you don't know what that meant, you know. So that's the thing. But he's saying if you want, you could call Wells Fargo and find out directly from them whether my business was the only business that got kicked out of there or whether my business, as well as many other businesses on the fourth floor, all of us will have to be removed for this law firm to take over the fourth floor. And that was the situation. Yeah, so you can call me, you know, after the show. And like I said, I could go over, you know, that information by giving you, you know, phone numbers, the name of the company and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, but thanks for being on the show tonight. And just know for a fact that this is a program that can really help you double and triple your money. And if you want to build it up into the thousands of dollars, that's something that you could do.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, indeed. And what's your name?
Me.
Your name is what?
Hello?
Yeah, say that again.
My name is Mae, M-A-E.
Oh, M-A-E. Oh, okay, Mae. All right. Well, Mae, I look forward to talking with you, and you have a great and wonderful evening, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show. And Ron, did you have anybody else?
Not at the moment, please.
Okay, no problem. Okay, well, that is one of the things that is really important.
You want to go commercial?
You know, I'm sorry, say that again? Well, you know,
at eight,
you, I just wanted to...
You want to go at 8 o'clock?
I just wanted to... Let me see, what time is it now? Or it's almost 8. Okay, if you want, you can get on at 8. But right now what I wanted to do is to just speak on that a little bit more in regards to, you know, the fact that when we do have these great opportunities, sometimes they're even not wanting these great opportunities to exist. So that's one of the reasons why misinformation sometimes is given out, because if many of our people can really start to just put up $25, and in a couple of months, you're looking at having thousands of dollars, and that's a good thing. And that could be something that could really, you know, help you, you know, financially, you know. But the problem is, here in America, you know, you got folks that are trying to get on Section 8, trying to get money from different government programs like welfare and other things, but the bottom line is they make it really very seriously hard a struggle for you to even get that money, you know. And, you know, you got people coming from other countries that could just be here just for 2 or 3 months, and they could get that money many times with no problem at all. But then you got people that's been living here for 30, 40, 50 years, and they still can't even get the money. So these are things that, you know, the difficulty of us being able to government and things of that sort are not easy. It could be very hard. And then when you come up with a program that can really help you to get money, that's many times when they don't even want that to happen. And I think I brought that up, too, a while back when a gentleman that I know, who's a friend of mine, his name is Ed Ho. And Ed Ho had a really nice community center in a place called Watkins in Westchester. And when he had that program, he ran across, some information on how you could use the internet to start your business and make some serious money. And at the time, he was trying to find a way to get the kids off the street, with some positive money instead of selling drugs and all that kind of crazy stuff. He was trying to show them how they could actually make money through the internet. Anyway, make a long story short, he introduced a bunch of high school kids as well as adults as well, and he was able to get hundreds of people in his community to improve their actual financial situation. So some of them were making $50,000 off of this and even more, and that was good because, when you're dealing with poverty money, you're just looking at, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000, and that's, barely survival money. But when you actually have a program that can get you $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, that's a good thing. And when he started getting that, and a lot of people were starting to benefit from that program, that's when, unfortunately, they shut down his community center. And I was like, what? But he told me, after they shut his community center down, the following week they had already scheduled a meeting with the different community centers in Yonkers, and they had already told him that, yes, we're selling down their community center, and they're also going to be shutting down about three or four other community centers in Yonkers, because Yonkers right now has a big lack of money, and we're sorry about that, but they're going to have to shut their program down and other programs as well. Anyway, he went to the meeting to see if that was, as terrible as they said, and basically when he went to that meeting, he asked the people there that were the directors of the different community centers, so how many of y'all got shut down as well? They said, shut down. I said, what are you talking about? They said, I was just told that Yonkers had a terrible situation where the funds were so tight there that they're not only going to shut down my community center, but shut down other community centers as well. And the director of the community center said, what? We never were told anything about our community centers had to be shut down, but these were white community centers, and they weren't going to shut their community centers down. They just wanted to shut his community center down because it was having a huge impact on helping his people. And when he found out that the whole thing was a lie, that they just didn't want him to continue to have that huge impact in helping his people, what ended up happening was they actually, shut his program down, and then lied and said they were going to shut the right, community centers down too. But they didn't shut those white community centers down. They just wanted to shut his down. And that was really sad to see, because I was really glad to see that, he had a program that was really very, helpful and uplifting to our people. Anyway, make a long story short with that, sometimes that's what you find. When you do find different programs that can be very helpful to our people, that's when a lot of things end up happening in regards to them, trying to sabotage those programs. Because when you could actually eliminate that program so that that program doesn't exist anymore, then that's a whole nother story. Because that ends up, putting a lot of your people back into a situation where they are not going to benefit from the results that were coming from that program. And that's the thing. So anyway, make a long story short on that, I was really glad to see that, the brother did what he did, because in him dealing with this, he was able to help youth as well as adults, find a positive way of making money, not getting out there selling drugs or doing prostitution and all kind of crazy stuff like that. he was doing something where he was utilizing the science of the internet to show people how they could, you know, really benefit. But when they saw that he was really having a huge impact in our community, that's when they said, oh, no, he did his thing, man. We did not want no more of his people benefiting from this. And that was kind of, you know, hard to imagine, feeling that. But when you look at, for the last 400 years, how they've been treating our people and wanting to keep our people down and out, not having, you know, positive programs that could really, you know, help and uplift our people, then that's a whole other story. And they don't want to see that, you know. And even myself, I was, you know, approved for grant money. Most that I was able to get up to was $800 million and even had another one for $1 billion. But then when it came time to receive the money, they came up with all kinds of excuses on why they couldn't give it to me. And I was like, what? But that was the thing. I was looking at putting up community centers and not just in, you know, Mount Vernon or in Yonkers and Harlem and, you know, Brooklyn. And, you know, I was going to spread it around the five boroughs and all of that. But the bottom line was, you know, after they really had a chance to sit down and think about whether they wanted to allow something like that to happen, that's when they said, wow, if we give him $800 million, he's going to be able to put up, you know, dozens of community centers in major cities, you know, here in America, and we didn't need that to happen. These kids are killing each other left and right. And then he's going to be able to stop that with those positive programs? Uh-uh, man, we ain't giving him that money. And that's when they came back and came up with all kind of crazy excuses. And that's why I'm saying that when you're seeing a system that is rigged against you, to know for a surety that these are things that they don't want to see, positive programs in our community that will uplift our people out of the terrible financial, emotional, and, you know, physical situations that they find themselves in. So once we can come up with this on our own and don't have to be begging for money and different things like that and relying on them to give us money, that's a good thing because, you know, it doesn't make any sense, you know, if you're dealing with a system that's rigged against you and you're asking them for help. That doesn't make no sense. Because if you're going to try to get help from them, yeah, they may throw out some crumbs to, you know, a few people here and there, but the majority of our people, they're not going to really try to help out. So I'm not saying that they've never helped our people. They have done that before, but they're not doing it in a way that they should be. Because even with, you know, Biden, he said that we were going to get reparation money from him, and he's going to give out some money. And the word got out that we may end up getting, you know, each of us as African-Americans in this country, you know, from $1 million to about $3 million each person. And I was like, wow, this sounds great, man. I'm really looking forward to Biden coming through with this. But that's what they call the game of politics, too, because even though he said that these were things that were going to come about, you know, when the time came for him to give out reparation money, you know, he, you know, became very silent on that all of a sudden, and he never came forth with a dime, a nickel, or a penny of the money like he said he was going to do. And all I can say is with things like that, you know, they don't really want to see us with $1 million in our wallet or in our purse. They don't want to see nothing like that. They just want to see our people struggling, begging on the street corner for food and money, you know, stealing from each other because they don't have no money. These are things that they want to see, and they don't want that, you know, negative situation to end. They want to see it continuing on and on, and that's where we come in. Because when we come together in unity financially, mentally, and physically, and open our hearts to wanting to really be a blessing to one another, that's when we're going to start to see great and wonderful opportunities come to not just me, but to you, me, and our community. That's very important to know, These are things that we can take advantage of right now. And don't hesitate on allowing such a thing to come about. Step up to the plate and get involved with it. Because like I said, if you can bring $1,500 in addition to what you got coming into your, you know, life right now, or even $3,000 or $5,000, that's a good thing. But the problem is, if you're going to be a steady cat and say, no, I got bank before, so I don't care how many times it worked for you, I'm not going to accept your chances. You know, if you're going to keep that kind of negative attitude, then you're right. You're not going to benefit from it. But open your mind and heart to positive programs and get involved with them. So that's very important. And once you start to do that, that's a good thing. Because we're going to start to see, you know, a brand new reality for our people. And that's what's important. Because these investment programs are programs that have been helping white people out for years. And they know that if they have 3, 5, 7, 8 different programs that they're involved with, and those programs are bringing in thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands, you know, some of them are even bringing in millions of dollars. When you have those kind of programs available for you to take advantage of, that's a good thing. But our people aren't supposed to be investing. We're just supposed to be consumers. When we're dealing with buying clothes, we're dealing with buying food, we're dealing with buying a car, you know, things of that sort. But you're not supposed to take money and use that money to make money. And that's the thing that we need to definitely not be caught into just being consumers. We need to also be providers for ourselves to advance ourselves financially. Once we start to come into that positive mindset of doing things in a way that we can definitely benefit ourselves financially as investors, that's a good thing. So anyway, for those of you who are willing to have that open mind and open heart, again, phone number where you can reach me at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. Okay, so I look forward to definitely talking with you, whoever are the people that are interested, so that you can get a chance to see that this is something that we could take advantage of and be a blessing to you and me. No question about it. It could really be a blessing because, like I said, when you do find a person that wants to help his community and has a good program to actually really help his people, that's good. And that's the thing that we need to do. Start to help each other and be a blessing to one another. Okay, so Brother Ron, if you wanted to do the commercial piece, is there anybody else at this time or not really at this time?
Not right now.
Okay, we'll do the commercial then, and we'll see what we can do on that, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah! Entertainment, worldwide, network, we online, we in your speakers, and on your mind, 10 o'clock, we on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lane. I'm Payment within WA, Dr. Dre and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment Artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peace, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Miles.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, J Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2D, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2D at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaker Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Yeah, entertainment, worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
We're back on.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So, let's see. Yeah, almost 8:30.
I'm sorry. I've got one commercial, if you don't mind.
You got one more?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, then.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Okay, so we're done, right? Okay, so here we go. So, yeah, so anyway, as we were talking earlier about investment programs, those are important things for us to really take a focus on, Because especially, like I said before, if you run across a good one that you don't have to worry about being scammed or, you know, someone taking your money and all that kind of crazy stuff, that's a good thing. And then that way, for you to double and triple your money as you invest in it, that's a good thing. And like I said earlier, you can build it up into the thousands of dollars. So that helps. And that allows you as an individual to really get an extra stream of income that can be coming to you on a regular basis. And like I said, if you start coming in with $1,500 a month, if you start coming in $3,000 a month or $5,000 a month, that's good, because whatever other money that you're making, that money there could be added on to it, you know, and that's not something that's going to hurt you financially. That's something that's going to be a blessing to you, because like I said before, you know, white folks in this country, though, that are those that are investors, they are the ones that have invested into many different programs. And when they do invest in those programs, they walk away with each month having $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 each month. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But the only problem is our people have been brainwashed into just being consumers, and that's it. And we're not supposed to invest money to make money, use money to make money. We're just supposed to spend our money on things that are necessary for us to barely survive. And that's the thing. We don't need to be stuck into that mentality where even if you only have $25, $50, or $100 to invest in an investment program, that you shouldn't do it. No, you really should do it. And that was one of the good things that I was really glad to see, that Minister Vincent actually was willing to deal with. Because he said when he first came into the program, they wanted like $3,000, $5,000 you had to have in order to invest in the program. And he said, wow, so that leaves a lot of majority of my people out the picture. They ain't even going to be wanting to get into this because they got to put up $3,000 or $5,000 to invest in this thing, and most of them aren't going to do it. And that's when he kept speaking to the guy who was the owner at that time of the program and said, come on, man, why can't we come down to, like, allowing, you know, other people to get involved with this? And by doing this, you're going to have millions of more people that are going to be wanting to get involved with this, so you're going to make more money. But if you just keep it up in the thousands, then you're leaving, you know, millions of people out of the picture. When he was talking about millions of people, he was talking about our people, because unfortunately, most of our people don't want to invest large amounts of money into things. And that's, you know, kind of sad to see. But that's how we start to make large amounts of money coming to you and me. And this is something that's really great. But anyway, again, this is something that we could utilize to really bring positive change into our lives. But if you can increase your financial situation, not maybe or mightly or, you know, I'm not sure if this program is going to rip me off or whatever. You know, you don't even have to worry about that with this program. You can get involved with it, and you can start to see some positive, you know, results coming back to thee. But the bottom line is you have to have an open mind and open heart to realize that these are programs that can really have a huge impact on helping you to see that this can be a great and wonderful opportunity. And that's the thing. When we are really looking at these kind of opportunities that are on the table for us, like I said before, especially once they've been tested and once we see that they're real programs, that's when our people really need to start to get involved with them. Because in doing so, it's going to definitely improve your financial situation, and that's a good thing. Because anytime you can start off with just $25 and then increase it into the thousands of dollars, that's a good thing. Or if you're saying, hey, I don't mind putting up $100, you could do that too. You don't have to start it at the low of, you know, $25. If you feel comfortable and can put up $100, $50, or if you want to put up even $200 or $300, you could do that. And in doing that, you're going to start to see that money, again, is going to be double, tripled, and you could build it up into the thousands. So that's a good. And another thing that is very important, you know, this is something that we're doing on a regular anyway. Unfortunately, our people are definitely consumers, and that's the main thing that we do. We consume money, items that we want to get, whether they're food, whether they're clothing, whether it's getting a car, whatever we decide to get on a necessary basis, that's what we deal with. But the other side of it is what we're not really focused on, and this is the sad part about it, we buy products from people throughout the country, and, you know, whether it's, you know, for clothing, whether it's for, you know, getting, you know, like I was saying before, food, you know, restaurants and different things that we get, you know, food from. But the bottom line is when it comes down to us spending money in our own community so our community can, you know, really benefit from that, unfortunately, that's where we don't even focus on that. And that's really crazy because when you really look at other countries that had similar situations of dealing with poverty and then started focusing on the fact that, wow, you know, what we're doing is buying products from people outside of our community. So the Chinese were dealing with that. And they said that, you know, because the Chinese were dealing in a, you know, serious state of poverty at that time, you know, their people got together and focused on telling them, we need to start to purchase products that are Chinese now. Instead of going out and purchasing it from Europe or America or, you know, a bunch of other places outside of our community, we need to start to spend money within our community. And once they started doing that, that ended up bringing millions and billions of dollars back into their community, because before they were spending millions and billions of dollars outside of their community, and that's one of the reasons why the poverty was so hardly stricken upon them, you know. But once they started to mentally understand that this was something that they needed to really make a change on, not to stay stuck in this type of mentality of just spending money outside of their community, but starting to spend money within their community, that's when the poverty in China took a huge impact of dying out. And that was a good thing. And that really shows us in our situation, because like I said, you know, last year they were dealing with, you know, making $1.8 trillion of money from African American people here in this country, were spending that money. And in spending that $1.8 trillion, that's almost $2 trillion. That's a huge amount of money. But the bottom line was they said 97% of that money was spent in other communities, not in ours. And when you spend 97% of your money in other communities, that means you only spend 3% of that money in your community, which is ridiculous. But that was the same problem that the Chinese made. But they saw that as a serious mistake, and they said, you know what? This is something that we need to do. Refocus on us actually starting to make positive change by us purchasing products in our community. And I'm not saying to you that you should never buy products from white people or Asian people or Hispanic people ever again. But even if we just deal with 50% of the money that we spend is spent in our community, or even if it's just 30%, it's going to have a huge impact on us being able to help ourselves. And that's a good thing. But it all boils back down to the fact that we have to start to focus on that. Because if we're saying, I'm just going to buy stuff from white people. I ain't gonna buy no black products. And if you're gonna say crazy stuff like that, it doesn't even make any sense. Our people need to focus on purchasing products from our communities. Our people need to, you know, focus on dealing with different services, whether it's a black lawyer, a black accountant, a black engineer, a black contractor. You know, we have those people in our community. But if we're going to go outside of our community and not even deal with the different services that are available, that means that our community is going to suffer from that. So we don't need to have that suffering going on. What we need to do is start to refocus on us purchasing products from our people and services from our people so that we can start to empower our community financially. And once we start to do that, that's going to be a good thing. But the bottom line is we need to awaken to that as a necessity of what we need to do. Because unfortunately, when we are stuck in a situation where we really don't care, you know, about how we spend our money, then that's the result of what you're going to get. You're going to get results which show that your community is going to definitely be down and out because of that. But when you start to really focus on the fact that you can utilize, even as a consumer, buying different things that can actually benefit your community by spending money in your community, then that's where your community will start to financially be empowered. And that's something that's very simple. It's not like someone is putting a gun to your head and making you buy, you know, something at a black restaurant or buy some, you know, from a supermarket or buy something from a black clothing store. We're talking about you finding something that you feel comfortable with in the black community and starting to purchase some things in those different areas that you want to deal with. But that's the thing. Once we start to reawaken ourselves to really wanting to open our minds, open our hearts to dealing with these kind of things, that's when these things can really start to happen, where we can bring about the positive change. And I know for myself, I am very, very thankful that I came into understanding this, because see, that's another thing. And one of the reasons why a lot of our people didn't even know that this was important is because in the black community, we were not being taught this. And that's another thing, because if you don't know it's important to spend money in your community, and it's all right to spend all your money outside of your community, then, you know, that's a whole other thing. And once you're awakened to the fact that, yes, you as a black person in your community need to actually spend money in your community and stop ignoring your community as far as spending money in it. And that's something that's very important. And that's one of the reasons why you're starting to see so much, you know, poverty and a down and out situation, because you almost have $2 trillion that could be, I mean, like I said, even if $1 trillion of that money, or even 1.5, let's say hundreds of even billions of dollars, you know, were starting to come back into our community, that would have a huge impact on our community, you know. And that's something that you don't have to beg this, you know, people outside of our community like Biden, who is supposed to follow through and give us our reparation money. And we're really, you know, hoping that he's going to come through. And he's saying to himself, ha, 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 you know, they voted for me, but guess what? I told him I was going to help him out. But guess what? I ain't helping him out. I ain't giving him no reparation money. And that's the thing. We need to know that even though these guys are dealing with what they call politics, promising that they're going to do certain things for us and our people, but then when they get into office, they don't do what they say they're going to do. And that's the game of politics. And unfortunately, politics has been affecting our community for years. But now we're in a situation where we could even just spend our money with wisdom and knowledge and know that if we spend it in our community, it's going to empower our community. But if we're not being told that, and we don't even know that that's something that we should be doing, then of course, that's not going to be something that we are going to be doing. And that's the sad thing about it. We do need to know that for a fact. And once we start to awaken ourselves to knowing that this is something that is very important, that's when we're going to start to see a great and wonderful new reality come about in our community. So anyway, one of the programs that is focusing on this, and this is something that we should definitely sign into, and this is another program that if you're interested, I would be more than glad to have you come on board with me with that, because this is something that can really be very helpful. And it's called the Buy Black Movement, because it's talking about how our people need to buy black products, deal with black services, like I said before, whether it's a black lawyer, whether it's a black contractor, an engineer, an accountant. You know, there's a whole bunch of black businesses that are out there, but if you're ignoring that, and out of the $1.8 trillion, you're only spending 3% of that with our people, that's really a sad thing to hear, and that's a sad thing to know. But it's our time to awaken to the fact that we need to start to spend our money wisely, and in doing so, we will empower our community and be a blessing to our community. So anyway, these are things that are very important. And again, the name of that program is called the Buy Black Movement. And when we do have a program called the Buy Black Movement, and it is definitely a program that is focused on that, because one of the things that they do, they're not just dealing here in the United States. They have products in Africa, the Caribbean Islands, and Brazil, you know, which is another huge black population. And basically, being that they have that, if you want to buy certain products that are even outside of the United States, they do have some great products in Africa, in the Caribbean Islands, and also in Brazil. But the bottom line is, how are you going to know about something like that if you don't even have access to that? And the Buy Black Movement has a great, powerful website where you can plug into, you know, thousands of different, you know, products around the world that are black products that you could get. And you don't have to actually, you know, go to Africa to buy that or go to Brazil or the Caribbean Islands to get it. You can actually buy it through the internet program that they have. And it doesn't have to be that you're spending, you know, thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars. You can even spend, you know, just, you know, $15, $10, you know, $25, $30, you know. So, I mean, if you do that once a month, that could be a good thing. And like I said, these are things that can be helpful for our people and our community. And then also, even in your neighborhood, if you have, you know, black restaurants, if you have, know, black stores and different places that you can go to that are black that you could deal with, that's a good thing to do as well. But sometimes we ignore that, and in doing so, that's one of the reasons why our community ends up in a down and out situation, because we're not empowering our people financially, we're neglecting our people financially, and that's the reason why our situation is the way it is. But that shows you that we are in the position where we can totally resurrect our community without having to beg other people for help. We can do it ourselves. It's just a matter of how we're going to spend our money and what are we going to be focused on. So, again, very important. Not only do we need to learn how to be become invested that can show us how to bring in streams of income, not only in the hundreds of dollars, but even in the thousands of dollars. And in dealing with that, that's great. And there are other investment programs that can help you to bring in hundreds of thousands and even millions of dollars. But you have to learn how to do it first. And after you start to learn how to do it, then following those step-by-step situations will definitely open the door so that you can start to see how you can actually benefit once you know how to deal with that. And like I said before, even if you're starting off with $25 or $50 and then you're working your way up into the thousands of dollars, that's a good thing. And then once you start to get that stream of money, whether it's, you know, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, and you're getting that kind of money coming in on a monthly basis, that's a good thing. Because that could be, for some people, that could be a house payment. For some people, that could be a nice apartment payment. You might be in a one-bedroom apartment house now, and you might have 3 or 4 kids with you, and everything's all crowded up and everything. But if you were able to get even just $1,500 or, you know, $2,000 or $3,000, then that could open the door for you to possibly get a 2 or 3-bedroom apartment or to even get a house, depending on where the house is at. Because there are nice houses out there that you can get at a low price, you know, going for foreclosure or tax lien deals and things like that. And in other places, you know, you find houses at a lower price, too, in different states. Some states, you got your maximum price that you got to have to pay. In some states, you do have housing that you can find at lower house, you know, prices as well. But these are things that are available for us that we need to know about. And if you do have an extra $15, you do have an extra $2,000 or $3,000 coming on a regular basis, like I said, that could be a change for your living situation. So you could change it from an apartment to a house, or you could change it from a 1-bedroom to a 3-bedroom. And, you know, being that you may have a number of kids and things of that sort, this could open the door for you so everybody could live in a more comfortable situation instead of all packed up into, you know, a 1-bedroom with, you know, 3 or 4 kids and you and your wife and all of that. So it might be a lot harder to deal with like that, but with a 3-bedroom apartment and you got, you know, 4 kids, you know, that could be a lot better, a whole lot better. But anyway, like I said, these are things that can be very helpful. And like I said earlier, not only can you utilize that money just for housing, but you could also invest it in other investment things as well that could bring you in, like I said, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that's a whole nother thing. But bottom line is, getting started with these kind of things is very important, and our people need to know that being an investor is something that they need to do. And again, the other part we just spoke on is being a knowledgeable consumer, where you are not just buying stuff throughout everybody else's community and hardly paying any attention to actually spending money within your community. But once you start to really, really focus on spending money within your community to financially empower your community. So again, these are things that are very, very important and can be very helpful as well. And once we start to really acknowledge this as something that we can do, that's when, you know, great and wonderful opportunities and blessings are going to start flowing through. But we need to start to do that. And again, the number where you can reach me at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And once you start to really focus on dealing with something like that, that's when you're going to find this as a great blessing to be where it's at. And all I can say to you right now is that I'm very glad to see that this is a great and wonderful opportunity that we can start to deal with. And, you know, this could be something that can be very beneficial to us, not only the investment program, but how we spend our money. Spending a portion of our money in our community is very, very important. Because just like China came out of their poverty with the majority of their people, we can do it as well. And that's very, very important. The Buy Black movement is something that you will start to see as a great and wonderful opportunity. But for us to just acknowledge, yeah, he's right, yeah, we should do that, but I don't know how to do it or what to do. Yes, all you have to do is just start to see that this can be a great and wonderful opportunity. And we can't just sit back on the sideline and just allow these negative things to exist with us only buying 3% of our over $1 trillion, $1.8, almost $2 trillion worth of money that we're spending. We can't afford to just allow that money to be spent outside of our community. We need to spend our money within our community, and then we're going to set ourselves free from poverty and financial suffering and negativity. And that's a good thing, because once we start to bring prosperity, wealth into our community, that's a good thing. We can bring positive change back into our community. That's a good thing. And once we start to, as investors, bring extra streams of income where we're bringing in, like I said before, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 or $3,000 off of this program I'm telling you about, that could be a great game changer for you and your living situation, as far as whether you want to use it for getting a house or whether you want to get a bigger apartment building, or not so much buying an apartment building, but buying an apartment that has, like, instead of a one-bedroom, a three-bedroom. And that's a great thing, because with $2,000 or $3,000 a month, that could definitely get your foot in the door for that. And like I said before, with $2,000 or $3,000 a month, that can even open the door for you to get a house. So that's a good thing. So anyway, we're going to see what we can do, because what is important for us is to know that this is where we have to start to see our new reality. Because for this new year, for us to really knowledgeable investment into investing in positive investment programs, it's going to change our lives. With us also bringing about our spending money, not foolishly, but wisely, and empowering ourselves and empowering our people, that's a good thing, because that could also be a great and wonderful opportunity to see a brand new community. Yes, indeed. But in order for us to bring that new community about, we got to utilize wisdom and knowledge and know that once we start to spend our money in a positive and wonderful way to help our community, that's when we're going to see some great and wonderful things come about. And also, once we start investing our money instead of just spending our money, that's another thing, because we can bring in some huge amounts of cash that can really open the door for us to see some great and wonderful opportunities for us as well. Because I know many of our people could benefit from having an extra $1,500 or $2,000 or $3,000 in their pocket. And that's a good thing. That's not something that, you know, you're going to say, well, I like staying stuck on the little poverty money that I make. No, poverty money is not something you got to stay stuck in. You can improve it, And all you have to do is keep an open mind and start to see that you can bring about a new financial reality for yourself and for your people too. But we have to spend our money on things that can really bring about positive change for us and utilize not just the desire to spend it, but wisdom, utilizing wisdom to really bring all of this about. And in doing so, we'll start to see some great and wonderful things come about. So, Brother Ron, what I was going to say right now, since we only have a few minutes left, if you could bring the music on, my brother, that would be a good thing, and we could see what we can do. And like I said, for folks that are interested, give me a call, and I'll share that for you. The investment program and the Buy Black movement will start to see a brand new reality. Yes, indeed. So, Brother Ron, you still there? Hello? Looks like Brother Ron is falling asleep.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. It will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Yeah.
city, even in Chicago, God's gonna make it better.
Thank you.